Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grains were weaker today for corn and beans, while wheat was a little bit higher, up 4 to 5 cents. Corn finished the day down 9 3/4 in December to 335. We're still about 16, 17 cents or so off of contract lows set just a few days ago. And beans closed down 19.5 in November at 922.5. The low there was about 903 a few weeks ago. Wheat futures, on the other hand, a little bit stronger, up 2 to 4 cents for Kansas City. But July of 2015, about unchanged, just over $5.70. Chicago wheat was up 3 to 5 cents, with December closing up 5 1/4 at 498.5. We have a little bit of a rain system moving through the western plains and western Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas this week. Or this weekend, started last night. A little bit disappointing for a lot of areas, and it looks like we may have to replant some wheat. But at this point, we still have some rain forecasted going forward. We did have a large export sale this morning, about almost 1.5 million tons of corn to Mexico, 975,000 of 14-15 and 500,000 of 15-16 corn.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The anticipated report today, the crop production and USDA supply and demand, was released at 11 a.m., and it was just as wild as ever. Corn and beans initially had a knee-jerk reaction to the upside, but then throughout the day, following about 11:20, 11:30-ish, got weaker throughout the day. But wheat futures did get strong and stayed positive. Corn production, they're looking for a yield of 174.2. Last month they said 171.7, and that puts total production at 14.475 billion bushels and total harvested acres of 83.09. Now, soybeans also a little bit lower than expected, but bigger than last month. Now, 47.1 bushel per acre yield, 3.927 bushels production total on acres of 83.4. It's interesting to note that this is the first time that I can remember that corn acres were below bean acres. Now, ending stocks, the big number there was in the wheat. It was about 50 million bushels lower than expected at 654 million bushels. And we were looking for 704. Now, last month they said 698, so pretty big tightening there. And world wheat stocks, 192 million metric tons, lower than expected.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle 57 lower at 165.30, February down 140 at 165. November feeder cattle down 232 at 239.20, January down 220 at 233.10. December lean hogs down 122 at 94.40, February down 82 at 91.22. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat up a nickel at 577 3/4, March up 3.5 at 577. $4.78¾. December Chicago wheat up 5¼ at $4.98½. December corn down 10¾ at $3.34. March down 11 at $3.46¾. November soybeans down 19½ at $9.22½. January down 19½ at $9.30½. December cotton up 16 at $64.10. March down 43 at $61.84. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.